Below Deck fans, welcome to Season 4, Episode 14, the finale. We've got an engagement to talk about, and we've got live guests calling in. Come sail away with me right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Celebrate. Let's go. This is just me. I'm your host. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. I'm here in the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California to talk to you, Below Deck fans, about the season finale. I've got Kate. I've got Captain Lee and executive producer Nadine and co-executive producer Lauren calling in all tonight. So join us in the live chat. Give us 5 stars if you're listening via podcast. Turn that like on the thumb if you're watching on video. And join me in the live chat. We got a jam-packed season finale of Below Deck. And again, thanks for joining us. So, is Kate on the line?
Not right now.
Okay. Kate is going to call in shortly, so it's going to be an interesting program because I'm going to try to break down tonight's season finale, which was packed, and get as much time with our guests as we can. Now, on tonight's episode, we had an engagement. Kyle and Ashley, man, didn't see that coming, and I have some questions for Kate about that because it was her ring. Interesting. I wonder what you guys thought about that because it seemed so last minute. And let's start at the top of the episode before we talk to Kate. And we see Ben and Kate fighting. It's been a theme this entire season. Ben and Kate just continuously fighting. Hate to see where their relationship is. He says in the past that Kate was a pleasure to work with. But I wonder, is Kate still that person? Because Ben doesn't seem to think so. Captain gets invited to the guest dinner. We're going to find out what that was all about in about 15 minutes from Captain himself. Kelly, super emotional tonight about leaving, which was sad to see. I was a little sentimental about Kelly, one of my favorites all season long. And 50 Shades of Ben, interesting name for the season finale. Also, did you guys catch? We got a sneak preview. It was quick. You might have missed it. A Below Deck Mediterranean. It's coming back. Season 2 from Croatia. Next spring, and I'll be on that after show. You better believe it. Now, join us in the live chat. Thank you to everyone in the live chat right now. I see you, and I appreciate you all being there. And give me 1 second to tell Kate to call in now. Okay, I just talked to Kate. We're going to get her back on the line. She was trying. We came in a little late. My co-hosts, Angela and Madison, sick. That's what they call that. Hope to see them back here. Next season on Below Deck. Tell us what you guys thought of the entire season. Was it up to par? Are you excited for another season? Or did you think it didn't match past seasons? Season 4 of Below Deck, to me, seemed like the most contentious seasons of all the seasons that I can remember. A little disappointing in that the crew kind of fell apart. And I thought they were going to grow together, and it seemed like they all kind of splintered, weren't really into it, especially Sierra. She had an attitude with Kate, the one person standing up for her the entire season. I didn't really care for Sierra. I was really impressed with Kyle. Kyle grew on us as he stepped in for Trevor this season, and he did a wonderful job of really being a likable character and someone that you'd want to hang out with. And I really respect Kyle and appreciate what he brought to the show instead of Trevor. You guys even remember Trevor? Tell me in the live chat or tell me in the comments when you actually watch this. Did you remember that Trevor was a part of this season of Below Deck? Because my God, he was not a good part of it. Now, I have all these questions lined up. If we can get Kate to call in soon, it will be exciting because we're going to have a short amount of time with Kate, Captain Lee calling in 10 minutes, and then we're going to talk to the executive producer, Nadine Rajabi. We talked to her last season finale of Below Deck Mediterranean. That was exciting. I can't wait to hear what she says about this season. What did you guys think when you said that, when you heard Ben calling his job very strenuous and emotionally unstabilizing? Really seemed disappointing to hear that out of Ben, who has always been one to, doesn't really feel like he's felt like that in the past. And this season really got to him, it seemed like. Kate kind of had it out with Nico and Lauren. Had it out with Sierra during tonight's episode. It was interesting the way that it all worked out. But I did like how on the last night out that Ben was ready to make amends with Kate. And I want to know, did Kyle buy the ring from Kate or what? And so I think Kate has joined us. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me all right?
You're perfect. Welcome into the AfterBuzz Studios. Kate Chastain on the line, the chief stew of many Below Deck seasons. Where can people find you, Kate? Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. What was the question? Can they find me?
Yeah, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, thank you. I'm at Kate_Chastain, and that's the same handle for Twitter, Instagram, all of it.
Perfect. So give Kate a follow if you aren't already. You probably are. Kate, so much to talk about. I want to start with the ring, because towards the end of tonight's season finale, we saw that Kyle comes to you asking for the ring. And so I'm curious, A, did you really sell it to Kyle? Because you said for $1,000, like a deal. And did you get it back? Or what's the story with that?
Yeah, we all had a lot of cash on us from the charter season. So sure enough, before he left, he gave me $1,000. And I'm really happy that the ring went to such a lovely experience for them, although I'm not sure it worked out, but I felt like it was a really noble cause, so I was happy to do it.
Oh, wow. We might have just got some news there. Okay. We'll have to follow up on Kyle and Ashley at some point in the offseason. Now, at the end of this season, right at the end, you talk about finally getting wanting to get a dog and a condo. Have you done either of those?
I've actually done both of those, yeah. It was so much fun to decorate my condo because, you know, travel isn't really that exciting for me anymore. Throw pillows and potted plants are, like, so exciting.
Of course. All right, cool. So you really followed through quickly. Now, speaking of this season and looking back to past seasons, Ben and your relationship has been one that's been a great relationship but seemed to really fracture in this past season. Where is the Ben and Kate relationship now?
It's really non-existent at this point. He came to visit not too long ago, my hometown, but I just kind of feel like from the past season, seeing his actions, and also after season wrapped, some of his actions, I feel like maybe he's more self-motivated rather than a good friend. And so I just really don't have a lot of room in my life for people who, you know, aren't really authentic.
Absolutely. That's definitely one of those things where it's, as a watcher and a viewer that's seen every episode, disappointing to hear, but can understand that. Now, not just Ben, what about the rest of the crew? Because from my opinion, watching this season, it seemed like this was the most fractured crew. And it really seemed like, I thought you personally have grown so much over the seasons, and especially this season, you really had a laid-back mentality of really giving everyone multiple chances, especially with Sierra. Where are you as a crew? Do you keep in contact with anybody? I mean, how is the relationship with the people from this season?
Yeah, that's a really astute observation you've made. It is ironic to me that this season I'm literally the most lenient I could possibly be, you know, everybody ends up hating me. So it's kind of like I can't win. So I still talk to Captain Lee on a weekly basis. I think this season brought us closer just because we seem to be the only two that share the similar work opinions on the boat. And, you know, like I said, Ben and I, we talked for a while, but it's kind of tapered off. Kyle still calls me on the reg, and I message with Kelly every now and then, but I think for the most part, there weren't very strong friendship bonds formed with the crew this year. And also, everybody gets so busy in their own lives. It's like, well, we wish the best for each other, but we're all in different parts of the world.
Absolutely. And speaking of the world, I think from just if I read the tea leaves right, are you in Fort Lauderdale?
Are you somewhere else? I'm actually about 2.5 hours north in my hometown, Melbourne Beach. Actually, okay. It's where Bobby from the Med season is also from.
Nice.
And Connie from Eros. So there's a strong Below Deck representation here.
Okay, so when you look at this season, 14 episodes, was there an episode this season that was the most difficult to watch?
I mean, obviously I didn't enjoy seeing my ex come visit, but it wasn't really that difficult. I think after doing the show for so long, you develop a thicker skin and it rolls off your back a lot more. You kind of realize that after the episode airs will be like relevant for a week, and by the next week the new episode replaces it, so you don't really care.
Is there anything looking back on season 4 specifically that you would want to change?
Yeah, and I've mentioned this in a few of my interviews that, you know, usually when I was in relationships on boats, and usually I was, I would leave that on land and, you know, just come back to it when the charter season was over. For once, I tried to, you know, accommodate the demands of the person I was dating to keep in contact. And while it didn't affect my work, I would say that it kept me from bonding with the crew during our downtime. But then again, now that I watch the season back, I'm not sure that was really a loss on my part.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you on this season. All right, let's move away from this season now. I got a couple questions for you, mainly because you've been now, you're one of the main vets. I mean, after captain, you look to you and Ben as the long-running members of Below Deck. Now, how has your life changed since you began the show years ago? I mean, what would you say the biggest thing that's changed in your life?
Well, the biggest change is that wherever I go, people come up to me, and especially while the show's airing, uh-huh. and it's always so flattering, and you never really get used to it. But also sometimes, like if I'm running to CVS to get some toothpaste, I'm wearing my pajamas, and they want a selfie, I'm happy to do it, but I'm just like, can you put a filter or something?
Yeah, make me look good at least.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, now this is one of my favorite questions, separate of Below Deck, and one of the reasons I just loved Below Deck from the start, watching it before talking about it. If you owned a yacht, what would you name it?
Oh, good question. Actually, this is one of my favorite questions when I just work on regular yachts. It's a great conversation starter.
Yep.
So, yachts always have crazy names, and then they usually, the really good yachts, have their tenders have like themed names, like George Strait. His boat's name is Strait Jacket, and his tender's name is Life Jacket. Ooh. I think that's very clever.
Yes.
So my boat name would be Ego Tripper because, you know, boats are pretty much the biggest status symbol and it's taking you on trips. And then my tender would be an inflatable and it would be Inflated Ego.
Oh, wow. That's great. I love it. So Ego Tripper and then your tender's Inflated Ego. That fits. Okay. If you weren't the chief stewardess on Below Deck, where would you be?
I probably would just be managing the high-end lounge, bar, restaurant. I really love the service industry. I was working on a yacht in the Mediterranean when I started casting for Below Deck, so maybe I'd still be doing it, but I doubt it.
Got it. And, of course, I know everybody that follows the season and comments on our shows and watches the shows wants to know, are you going to be back for next season?
I mean, it's too early to tell, but I would certainly be open to it.
You would certainly be open to it. And finally, I know, I'm sorry, did you have something else?
No.
Okay, finally, I know now Ben and you, the terms have changed and it's not great, but one thing that's been beyond evident over the seasons watching Ben is that he's a tremendous chef and that almost always the food is great. How good is Ben's food, seriously?
Ben's a really talented chef. He is primarily an artist and he went to school for that. So that really shows in his plating. But not only is he, you know, really good with the aesthetics, but he's also got a very good brain for science and chemistry. So he knows the portions of ingredients and which ones will pair well together. So he is a very good chef, but I think he's an artist of a chef. So he's best suited to cook, you know, very precise dishes for very, like two people. You know, he doesn't like mass volume.
Yep. Okay. Now, people in our live chat are all hoping that you come back. They're telling me that you're still a boss, and everyone is showing how much they like you and enjoy you. One last question before I get you out of here. You've worked on both, you know, Honor, Eros, now Valor. Which was your favorite?
Oh, definitely. I really liked Ohana, which was the first boat we used.
Yeah.
It laid out really well for charter. It had great theme party stuff, but Valor was quite beautiful as well. Eros was definitely my least favorite. It's felt very dated. And dark.
I got one more. I can't let you go without this. What'd you think about Mediterranean? Do you ever think like I want to be on Mediterranean, or what's the difference between the Caribbean and the Mediterranean as far as if you're a yachty?
Oh, that's a really great question. You know, before when I started yachting, I was like, I want to go to the Mediterranean and like go to the south of France to be fancy. I'm over the Caribbean, and as soon as I got to the Mediterranean, I realized I miss the Caribbean because the Mediterranean's a little snotty. All the charter guests are a little bit more see and be seen crowd, and basically every yachty that comes back from the med season feels like their souls have been crushed. So I'm happy to just go to the Mediterranean as a vacationer.
I love it. All right, so much appreciation for you joining us. I know Angela and Madison weren't here, and you maybe had some stuff you want to talk about with all of us. Maybe next season you can come back and we'll do it again. I think you have got a book out. What's going on? What can we promote for you right now?
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, in 2008, before the Below Deck even existed, I was like, people would love to know what happens working on yachts. So I started writing a book when I was like in my downtime. And then when I got offered the show, I kind of did the show because I was like, well, this would be a great way to get my book out there once I finish it. And so I just did, and it is on iTunes now, and it should be on Amazon by tomorrow.
And the name of that is?
Lucky Charming.
Lucky Charming. Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. The Chief Stew from every Below Deck season, but the season 4, which just wrapped up tonight. Kate Chastain, thank you so much. You can follow her on Twitter at Kate_Chastain. We will talk to you down the road. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. Wow. That was a lot there. If she had a boat, she would call it Ego Tripper. And if she had a tender, it would be called Inflated Ego. One of my favorite questions. We are going to ask Captain Lee the same question and find out his answer really soon. I believe he's going to be calling in anytime now. And man, we just learned a lot from Kate. Thank you guys in the chat room for following along. And I hope you're learning a lot, because it seems like Kate's down for another season. She has gotten the condo. She's gotten the dog. She seems to be doing really well. She seems to be relaxed about what's going on in her life, which has been really nice to see over the years as she's kind of matured. And she was super laid back this season. I watched it all. You watched it all. She was so easygoing and helpful to Sierra, especially. And I felt like it wasn't returned. And I felt a little bit bad for her, because it wasn't fair the way I thought Sierra, especially the way Sierra said goodbye, really bugged me. It was nice to hear that Kate is still keeping in touch with Kyle and also keeping in touch with Kelly and, of course, Captain Lee. Their bond has never been stronger, and you think you could see that if you watch the show. She's got a new book. You can get her new book on iTunes and Amazon. It's called Lucky Charming. Nice play on words there, too. Now, she did sell her ring, which I was curious about, to Kyle for $1,000. I wasn't sure if that was just for the show, but it did happen. And that's Kate. So thanks again to Kate, the Chief Stew, for joining us tonight on the season finale. Now, hopefully, we will hear from Captain Lee at any moment. And then we'll move along. I got some good questions in. I'm in the chat right now hearing that Kyle's super adorable and funny, and he's liked, and I agree. Someone is mentioning, I want Below Deck Indonesia. That would be interesting. I'd be all for that. Also, let's go over tonight as the guests. We saw the guests. They go snorkeling. They seem very into the ship, and they seem like great guests. They were very easygoing. They invited Kate, and looks like we have Captain Lee on the line.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, Captain Lee, how are you? Thank you so much for calling in and joining us on the Below Deck season finale after show on AfterBuzz TV.
I am well. I'm trying to get the Skype thing working, but I'm not having much luck at it.
I think we're good with the audio, and I can hear you, so everyone can hear you right now. I just talked to your good friend, Kate, and so I wanted to follow up because I asked her, I was going to ask you this later, but question about the yacht, and here it is. I asked Kate, what would you name your yacht? So I asked you the same question. When I asked Kate what she would name her own yacht, she called it Ego Tripper. She said her tender would be Inflated Ego. I asked you the same question. What would you call your own yacht?
I'd probably name it after my wife, the Miss Marianne.
Miss Marianne. What about, would you have a name for a tender or no?
Probably some sort of a fishing boat, center console, maybe call it the Beastmaster.
Okay, the Beastmaster. So, Captain, you have been a mainstay from the start on Below Deck. And, guys, if you're listening or watching, you can follow Captain on Twitter and social media at Captain, at CAPTHLR. Most of you already know that, but in case you're listening, definitely give him a follow there. I'd like to know, talk about the changes in your life since you began the show. I mean, what's been the biggest change for you?
Probably the being recognized a lot.
And you know, yeah.
Going out and just going out to dinner or just trying to do normal things.
Now, is that something
it's a little
Is that something you enjoy or no?
Sure. You know, I get asked for a lot of pictures and get recognized a lot. So when you get, you know, if you can put a smile on somebody's face for 10 or 15 seconds of your time, why would you not do that?
Of course. And you've been putting smiles on a lot of people's faces that watch the show for a while, especially with your promos. So speaking of this season, seemed like a contentious season all around. Now, we've spoken to pretty much everyone throughout the season at some point. What was the biggest difference in season four compared to past seasons of Below Deck for you, Captain?
This year's crew was tough. They seemed to be preoccupied with personal issues as opposed to doing their job, more so than crews in the past.
Sure.
And that was difficult to deal with.
So furthering that, let's say there's a, you know, Below Deck season five. Would you welcome the entire Valor crew back?
Probably not.
Do you care to tell us who you wouldn't?
I don't think Sierra is really cut out for yachting.
Yeah.
I didn't get that impression. She needed to be waited on more than waiting on somebody else.
Yeah, I think I'd agree. From watching, it seemed, especially because it seemed, at least to me, that Kate was super relaxed with her and giving her the benefit of the doubt many times, and she just never really came around. It seemed like.
No, and it was simple things like, I mean, you know, coffee service, drink service, you know, stuff that wasn't really difficult, but was still critical.
Yep.
So
now, as you looked at this season from a whole, was there one episode that was most difficult to watch or no?
I think the episode with the psychics.
Yeah, that was it.
That was pretty difficult to watch.
Definitely. Would you say that you were happy or unhappy with the way this season's footage played out?
You know, I don't really think it was our best effort.
Okay.
I think, you know, the guests were happy. They didn't, for the most part, didn't see all of the machinations that went on below deck and all the issues that we were having internally, which is a good thing. But even a couple of times it boiled over to where the guests, you know, did notice it, especially with Ben and Kate in the galley.
That's right. That is absolutely correct. I remember that.
You know, that was just so unprofessional.
Now, where would you say where would you say Kelly ended up? Because we saw he was struggling all season to kind of find that middle ground between making you happy and also being the boss in his newfound role, which he had been growing into. It did seem like in tonight's season finale that you had some nice words for him, and you seemed like you were pleasantly surprised, I guess, based on tonight's season finale footage. Where would you say Kelly ended up?
Well, Kelly, I think, made progress all season long. But he had a lot of responsibility, and he wasn't getting a lot of support from his staff, and he wasn't quite sure how to deal with it. He tried being nice. He tried being friends with them. And I tried to get it across to him that, you know, being friends doesn't always work, because when your friends are screwing off and not getting their work done, then you got to step up to the plate and draw a hard line in the sand and say, listen, you guys need to get it together. You know, when we go off the boat and have a couple of beers, that's one thing. But during working hours, you got to perform. And that didn't happen. And so he found himself in an awkward position. Nico didn't help him. Lauren certainly didn't help him. All she did is run around, shoot her mouth off, and cause problems with her incessant gossiping. And Kyle was okay, but that's all Kyle was okay.
What about Trevor?
Trevor was useless.
God, I love the honesty. Just so real. So I was going to say, did the captain that we saw in season four, that's the real Captain Lee, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
After season, it doesn't change.
Yeah, it's always like that. Great. So speaking of the crew, something I'm sure many viewers are curious about, do you have any say in the crew picking or anything to do with that, or you just show up, they give you a crew?
I show up, they give me a crew, and then let's make the best out of it.
Certainly. And you do make the best of it.
I try.
Yeah.
I try. Sometimes you can salvage people. Sometimes you can't. You just got to cut them loose.
So one more question about the season. Last week we had Ben and Emily on. They mentioned that the last charter is the hardest. Do you agree with the last charter being the hardest? And if so, or if not, why?
I actually think the last charter is the easiest. Everybody should be in a good mood because it's the last charter. Things should roll right along. You know, morale is high because it is the end of the season. And it's just not that difficult. You should, you know, God, if you don't have it by charter 9, if you don't have your game dialed in, something's really wrong.
I agree. That's why I was curious about that, because just being someone that's not experienced with yachting and watching, I would assume that the amount of time that you've put in would get you to that. You would have everything kind of fine tuned as a well-oiled machine by the end.
Sure. And when you have people that aren't paying attention and decide that they just want to fuck off, you know, it's like, okay, really? You're going to pull that card on us now?
Yeah.
This is the time that you're going to choose to screw off. And, you know, I was glad Kate wasn't having any of it. I wasn't having any of it. And I think it showed in the goodbye scenes on tonight's episode. I wasn't happy with everyone on board. And I'm the kind of guy that I wear it on my sleeve.
Oh, yeah, you know what you're getting with you. That's right. So if you weren't the captain on Below Deck, Captain Lee, where is Captain Lee? What's Captain Lee up to?
I would probably be running a 50-60 meter boat full time, doing charters.
Okay.
You know, alternating between the Caribbean and the Med. I'd like to squeeze in a trip to the South Pacific soon.
Maybe that's a new version of Below Deck.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, Below Deck South Pacific. Let's go, Bravo.
They would get me to sign on for that one in a hurry.
I'm signed on too for the after show. Let's do it.
One
last thing that I'm sure everybody wants to make sure is you are back next season, correct?
I hope so.
No, we hope so too.
I hope so.
We definitely hope so, because it's been awesome to just watch the way that you're in control of the ship, and especially dealing with the different, you know, personalities. And this season was definitely the most interesting for sure. I asked Kate before I let her go, and we just spoke to her, the differences kind of between the Caribbean and the Med. I mean, what do you prefer?
I prefer the Caribbean. The Med is rather snobbish.
Same thing she said.
And, you know, like, what did Ben call it? The most serious circuit that there is. I believe is his term. I beg to differ with him on that. It may be the most snobbish circuit that there is, because there's a whole lot of, not yachting that goes on over there, but a whole lot of seeing and being seen.
Yeah.
You know, where can you show up that's fashionable, and who can you impress? Whereas in the Caribbean, people are more about getting into the water, having fun, using the toys, getting the jet skis out, getting the sea bobs out, doing some snorkeling, doing some diving, maybe some fishing. Getting some sun, doing some stuff on a beach. And in the Med season, you didn't see much of that. You saw a lot of going into town and trying to impress people.
Interesting. And Kate kind of had the same comments. Now, you've been on the show from the start, so I got to ask you about the different yachts. Ohana, Honor, Eros, Valor. Preference?
I really like Valor because she's a Fed ship, and she's solid. She's just a little ship. You can go anywhere in the world with her. But I was very partial to Ohana's upper deck. That upper deck on Ohana was just fabulous. the way they had that laid out with the bar and the jacuzzi and the round cushions and the separate little enclaves of seating arrangements, that was pretty cool. But overall, in the totality of the vessel, I'd have to give Valor the nod.
Valor it is. Okay. Yeah. So I know for all our followers, for all the Bravo followers that watch Below Deck, and you've grown into quite the character and a lot of fans, and it just continues to grow for you, which is exciting, and it's awesome to watch you. We're definitely gonna all miss seeing you on Tuesday nights on Bravo. Where can people keep up with you in the like off season or now? I mean, what's going on?
Off season, I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
And I still stay active, fairly active on all my social media accounts, Instagram.
And are all those social media accounts the same handle as Capt, CAPTHLR? Do you want to tell people where else they can find you?
The Instagram is Captain_Lee_Rossback.
Okay.
That's the Instagram account.
Okay.
And the fan page is just Captain Lee.
Okay, so a Facebook fan page would be Captain
Lee. Facebook, and then Twitter is at CaptainHLR.
Right, and we have that in our handle for this. Really appreciate you coming on. Wish we could talk to you some more. We just talked to Kate. We talked to you. It's been a jam-packed final episode. We're going to talk to executive producer, too, now. But really wish you all the best and can't wait to see you. I know they're going to do another season. We can't wait to see you again. Again, appreciate you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on the AfterBuzz Below Deck season finale.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Take care. Wow, guys, we are jam-packed tonight. That was Captain Lee. You heard all his social media. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on his Facebook fan page. And, of course, on Twitter. Let him know how much you're going to miss him, or maybe you're not. Tell him your thoughts. He gave us a lot of good information on this season. Sierra's not cut out for she's not cut out for yachting. Obviously, his relationship with Kate has never been stronger. He resides in Fort Lauderdale, which most of the yachties do. And he agreed with Kate that the Mediterranean is more snooty. So it doesn't seem like that's just a made-up thing. That seems like a real thing. We're about to get the executive producers here, we got some more questions. We're rolling along here, hopefully doing my best for you. Remember, give us 5 stars if you're listening on iTunes. Write a review or take that thumb and give us a like on YouTube. Thanks so much for joining us on the season finale of Below Deck. Looks like we're going to have another guest or two call us right now. And let's do it. I think, do we have producers on the line?
You do. You have Lauren Sims and Nadine Rajabi.
Nadine Rajabi, welcome back to the after show on AfterBuzz TV for Below Deck. This time it's the season finale of the Caribbean. So thank you for joining us. Is it you and Lauren or just you?
Yep. No, you've got Lauren Sims right here too.
Awesome. So we have executive producer Nadine Rajabi, who, if you guys recall, joined us for the season finale of Mediterranean. And this time she's joined and called in with her co-executive producer, Lauren Sims. So thank you both for joining us.
Of course. I have to say, I have to give Lauren a lot more credit. I only helped with the season because I was busy on med. So Lauren was in all the craziness, and she could speak to a lot of what was happening there on the boat. But it was what a great season, huh?
Seriously, what a great season, right? We just wrapped up talking to both Kate and Captain, and so let's start off quickly with the hardest part of producing the show. What's the hardest part?
Oh gosh,
managing the cast.
Come on, Lauren, really?
There's a lot of personalities on the boat, but we love them all, and it's fun to see where their journey starts and ends.
Okay, fine. So then what surprised you?
I have a different answer, Michael.
Oh, well, tell us, please.
No, this is good. This is how it is actually in a producer's room, is when we have, like, it's like a writer's room a little bit. We don't write at all. Everything is 100% real time, but I'm saying it's where there's healthy debates. I would think the hardest part about producing the show is staying on the boat for 17 hours a day in a dark room, and then not trying to, like, it's a toss-up between cast or actually who's sitting next to you. Like, it's like there's a, it's like, it's everybody gets cabin fever.
That's true. I'll side with that.
I think I remember you actually telling me pretty much the same thing from the end of Med. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Did you ladies have something that surprised you most about season 4?
Oh gosh, Lauren, you go first.
Yeah, I mean, just the way that sort of cast interacts and sort of who likes who and who falls for who, it's always sort of astonishing, like, from when you watch it as a whole from beginning to end.
Okay.
Well, I think my biggest surprise was finding out about Kyle for me, because I was like, oh, wow, he likes Sierra. And then it was like, okay, well, no, Sierra shut him down. Oh, wow, he's got a baby mama with a baby on the way. Oh, wow. And it was like, I thought it was a very interesting story, not like a surprising story. I thought it was a very interesting story because I actually didn't see it coming. And like, he was really brave to talk about it, I think. I think that's a big, you know, hot button issue with a lot of, you know, things that I think that people will react either way. But I really felt like it was a brave story to tell, and I don't know how he feels about it because Lauren could speak to him better, but that was surprising. I was happy to see that Ben and Emily had Ben had a relationship off the boat and they're still together. Kate and Lee are always amazing. I love them so much, and I know that Kate, obviously, you know, we saw a relationship unfold, and you know, she's I'm really proud of her. She's held her head up high, and I support Kate 100% with everything. And Lee is a badass captain. I mean, look, there's nobody better than the son of the sea.
No, that's absolutely true. What you see is what you get with Captain Lee, and we just had a great conversation with both of them. If you had a choice, Mediterranean or Caribbean, which one?
Oh God, I can't answer this one. Lauren can answer.
I can't answer this one either. We love them both.
It's like asking us Sophie's choice. You can't do that.
Who's your favorite child? You can't pick one.
Okay, fine. Can you tell me the biggest difference?
Yes. Lauren, you go first.
Well, the location, like when you're shooting in. I mean, I have never shot in the Med, but when you're in the Caribbean, it's just a different. It's just its own different beast.
Yeah, like I feel like in the Caribbean it gets, there aren't a lot, like here's the difference between I think Med and Caribbean as far as just besides location and obviously all the where you are, obviously proximity of Europe or Caribbean, it's that bars are open really late in Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I'm up all hours of the night and like we're just like, and the cast will attest to this, we're just like, go to bed, because when they go to bed we get to like just kind of breathe for a minute and kind of like, it's almost like Thanksgiving where you wear stretchy pants and you're like, oh God, I feel so much better right now. It's like, it's one of those moments because they're up all hours of the night. Where in the Caribbean, it's like the bars, there aren't as many places and the bars close down quicker. So I think it's not that it's sleepier, but people just go to bed sooner. So there
it
isn't,
is sleepier.
It's sleepier. Right. So it's a lot of, it's a lot of late nights in the Med, and it's a very loud. And I think it's a different cast in that sense too. It's like, I feel like last season we had a younger cast with Med, and this season that's coming up, they promoted our new location, which is going to be Croatia, which we can officially announce. That's going to be coming out in 2017. And we know that Hannah and Bobby are coming back for sure, but we have got a younger cast, which we can't talk about obviously, but it's going to be a really fun ride. I feel like this coming season.
Hold on just a question. So Danny's not coming back?
I plead the fifth. I can't speak to that, but he did get fired last season.
Yeah, well, which leads me to a question for you. Past two seasons, we saw Danny and Trevor go home. Who deserved to go more?
Oh, God.
They both deserve to go home.
That's Lauren saying.
They both deserve to go home equally.
Got it.
For different reasons.
Okay, I asked both Captain and Kate. And by the way, Captain says there should be Below Deck South Pacific, and I agree with him. Below Deck
Me
South
too.
Pacific, Captain should be on it. Now, I asked them both, Captain and Kate, if you owned a yacht, what do you name your yacht? So I asked both of you, if you own your own yacht, what's the name of your yacht?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's a tough question,
that's
Michael.
That's a really tough one, yeah.
But hold on, let me think about this.
No one said it was going to be easy.
What would you guys name your yacht? AfterBuzz? SS AfterBuzz?
Yeah, there you go. You just, you named my yacht for me. Yeah, it's the AfterBuzz. Yeah, SS AfterBuzz. No, but Kate told me she would name hers Ego Tripper, and her tender would be Inflated Ego. And
that's hysterical.
And then Captain said he would name it after his wife, which was sweet, Miss Marianne.
Oh, butter yacht Marianne.
Yeah, so... those were both sweet. No, look, I know it's a tough one, but listen, if you don't have an answer for me now, I'm holding you to it. The next time on, you better have an answer. You need to find...
I have got an answer for you.
All right, let's go.
Our COO of 51 Minds has a nickname for me. Okay. He thinks I'm Persian and I shop a lot, but his nickname for me is Jags and Bags. So I think I'd be Motor Yacht Jags and Bags.
Jags and Bags. Okay.
It's obnoxious. They like handbags and I like cars.
Yeah, I got it. Jags and Bags. And what about you, Lauren?
I'm gonna get back to you on that one. I don't have an answer for you.
All right, fine. Next time when you're the executive producer, you got to give me an answer. So you kind of gave the information out. We did see a quick trailer there, 10 seconds on Below Deck Med is coming back for season 2. What about Below Deck Caribbean? Everybody saw the season finale. Are we getting a season 5?
I mean, Lauren can't speak to this. I can't speak to this, but I would think that the ratings are great, so... One should hope.
Question
mark? Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, hope and pray. Everyone now has nothing to do on Tuesday night, so we need more Below Deck.
Right. What are you doing with our time?
Now you have to go follow like Facebook live streams and everywhere to follow the cast and crew. I mean, and what am I going to do? I'm done.
Yes, I know. All right.
I'm going to let you get out of here, but why don't you tell everyone... tell us something that we don't know about the season that we just watched that we wouldn't know by just watching the season episodes. Is there something you can share with the followers?
As far as what, the cast goes?
Just something that we don't know from just watching the show. Something that happens real time, like on the boats or something. Anything?
There was an incident where the boat, Valor, almost crashed into another boat, and it was in the middle of the night, and the crew went crazy, and the captain went... It was just sort of a big deal, but we just didn't have the time to play it in the episode. Yeah. It was a pretty good deal. It was a pretty big deal.
Sounds like a lost footage episode. Awesome. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we have you on. All right. I know you guys got to run. Nadine, we can find you on Twitter at Nadine Rajabi. And Lauren
also does, on Instagram.
And Instagram also. Lauren, do you have Instagram you want to promote anywhere?
I have Instagram at Shoes1979.
Oh, don't even try her. She didn't even follow anybody back.
All right, well, follow her. Maybe you'll get the lucky follow back.
Try her. You can follow her, but she won't follow you back. Yeah. She's very selective.
All right.
I've known her for 6 years, and she just finally started following me on Instagram.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a follow, and I'm hoping I get a follow back by, like, 2021.
Ooh, he's holding you to it.
All right, Lauren.
At Shoes, 1979.
Yeah, maybe that's the name of your yacht. All right. listen, always great to catch up with you, Nadine. Thank you both so much for putting on a great season. And thank you so much for joining us on AfterBuzz.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thanks for having fun.
Take care. Wow. All right. So I think I'm spent right there. We just talked to executive producer Nadine Rajabi, who also spoke to us at the end of the Below Deck Mediterranean. We talked to co-executive producer Lauren Sims. Give them a follow on social media. Nadine Rajabi on Twitter and Instagram. Shoes1979 on Instagram for Lauren. She's not going to follow you back, but give her a follow. Maybe she's going to change her mood. And they gave us some good information. Look at that. Valor almost had an accident, and they didn't even show us. So that's why you got to watch the after show, because you learn things you didn't know. It is a sad time because Below Deck is now in the books. Season 4, there was 14 episodes. They're done. My final feelings on this season as a whole... didn't like the cast. There was no cohesion. It started out strong, and it really fell apart. Sierra wasn't made for the show. She's not made for yachting. Trevor had to go home. Kyle brought something. It was interesting as the world turns with Kyle. No one really got along, even Ben and Kate. There's major cracks in that relationship. But Emily, what a sweet girl and a great addition. I think Ben and Emily are going to have a nice future ahead of them. Super excited for them and their future. And again, thanks to them for coming on last week. It was a pleasure chatting with them. Finally, before I get out of here, I want to say thank you to all the fans that have watched us all season. I want to thank Captain for coming on tonight. I want to thank Kate for coming on tonight. I want to thank Nadine and Lauren. The rest of the crew joined us all season, from Kelly, who I got sentimental this tonight's episode at the end. Great guy. He joined us early in the season. We spoke with Lauren. We almost spoke with Nico. But thank you to everyone. And of course, again, Ben and Emily. Everyone that joined us weekly in the live chat. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, on other shows on AfterBuzz. Shout out to my engineer, James, for keeping it real. And we will see you for the next season of Below Deck.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.